You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Ultieri. The murder of a high-profile activist, Berta Cáceres, who campaigned for the defense of indigenous land rights in her native Honduras, has received condemnation from leaders in the international community, the United Nations, and NGO advocacy groups worldwide. Billy Kite is a campaigner for Global Witness, who knew Cáceres and worked with her on several causes. He spoke to Fausta Speranza.
I met with her on numerous occasions. I knew her well. We worked together in the lead-up to a report that Global Witness published last year detailing the killings of environmental and land activists in Honduras, which is very sadly the most dangerous place to be an activist in the world. So I worked closely with her also at the launch of the Goldman Environmental Prize, which she won in April last year, which is a prestigious award for grassroots environmental activists.
Which is the heritage of her work?
So she leaves behind a legacy of the struggle for indigenous rights in Honduras, which is something which is, she was an icon and a beacon of this struggle in a country where, unfortunately, indigenous rights are not recognized in application or implementation. And although Honduras has signed on to international commitments to recognize the rights for indigenous people to decide on what happens on their land, in practice, this never happens. And her cause has already reverted around the world, and many people have come out in support of her. So we as an organization, as well as the international community, are demanding an international independent investigation into her death and immediate protection for her family and for her colleagues.
What to say about the bad interest that she tried to fight?
Yes. So one of the biggest causes that she led was against the construction of a hydro dam project on indigenous land in her community of Rio Blanco, west of Honduras. She successfully managed to push out a large Chinese company called Sino Hydro out of the project. But recently, the construction of the dam was actually reinitiated and begun again. And in the last few weeks, she's received escalating death threats because of the renewed struggle against this dam project on the sacred river where the Lenca people, who she represented, have their water source. So we've seen an escalation in recent weeks directly related to the fact that her and her colleagues were protesting again against this dam being implemented on their land with no prior consultation for her people. So we can say that, you know, these threats have now turned, unfortunately, into the tragic reality of her death.
Campaigner Billy Kite with Global Witness speaking there with Fausta Speranza. I'm Chris Ultieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.